This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey, it's me, Craig, again. The mysterious man who usually does this. I think I caught his name. Anyway, he's still slowly dying, I guess, from all the lasers that Trisha shot into him a while back. But I'm here to tell you that the following podcast is not real. But it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time. Oh, and it's also sponsored by the game Utter Nonsense. Ever wonder what it's like to see your friends orgasm or take a poop? Reveal these mysteries and more with the Chicago-born party game Utter Nonsense, currently available at Target stores nationwide.
Guys, do the thing where we talk over the music.
I had sex with a spider.
We must defeat the Dark Lord.
I love to dance.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tanakin.
Bye-bye.
A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you haven't listened to the podcast before, this is what's going on. A little over half a year ago, I fell through.
At this point, has anybody not listened to the podcast who's listening to this episode?
Well, you know, we would hope that this could be a jumping on episode, like an episode where people who hadn't listened before start listening. So I want to explain the premise of the podcast every time. I know probably annoying to you guys who've heard it, you know, week after week after week.
Why are you staring at Usador while you say that?
Well, I don't know. Usador is easily annoyed. Although I should be staring at you, Chunt, because you're the most easily annoyed. I love you.
I love you.
All right.
I'm okay saying that.
All right. I love you too.
Great. Fantastic. Go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted.
So anyway, a while back, I fell through a dimensional portal.
How long
portal.
Ago was it like?
A little over half a year ago.
Yeah.
I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King.
Sometimes you say rift. What's the difference between a portal and a rift?
I don't know. I don't really know. I think I just like to mix it up, but I don't really know.
Okay. Love you.
I love you.
Love you too.
Love you, choo-choo. I fell blah, 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 and now I can upload a podcast every week from my computer, from this tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined every week by my co-hosts.
I think you should take longer to introduce yourself on the show.
You know, it's not my fault.
Should you?
No, I am absolutely serious when I say that, because I think you should embellish it.
Uh-huh.
Stretch it out.
All right.
Everything you want to say so that people, when they hear you, know that you are Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, the Elves know me as Fiang Yalak. I'm not going to do this if he's not here. What do you want to talk about, Chunt?
I feel like I'm gonna forego introducing myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel weird because Arnie never does this, and I feel like every week I'm like, why doesn't Arnie do this? So I guess I'm going to use my introduction. I'm going to use this time to say, Sarah, if you can hear this, come try and get Arnie.
Please.
I feel like he never talks about it.
Please,
he never
come
tries
get him
to
away.
Get his family.
It's very
isn't
strange,
that weird?
Isn't it? You'd think he'd be trying harder to get
home. You think he'd start every episode with, oh my God, please, Sarah, if you can hear this, go to the portal, you know, try and get through or whatever that is. Like,
right.
Like if he says this is big news, if this is big news, everyone's heard of this.
And if he's comfortable here, why doesn't he get a job?
Yeah, exactly.
Aren't you worried about him? I'm a little worried about him. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
Hey.
Ah, hey,
love
guys.
Love you.
Hey, love you too. All right, anyway. So, you know what? We don't have a guest this week, but I'm excited. I think this is a good time.
Boys' night.
Look, I'm trying to slow down my drinking a little bit. As I've, you know, as you've mentioned numerous times, I've put on some weight, so I'm trying to slow that down a little bit. But I thought we would go through some of the copious emails and letters that we get, like kind of, let's have a letters party.
I learned a spell that turns my saliva into alcohol.
Letters night.
Letters night.
Letters night.
All right. Why don't I go ahead and start? Let's just jump into some of these letters, huh? As always, you can send emails to us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's the only email address that I could somehow get because of the firewall of the Burger King. Let's see. Here's one from Heather. It says, hey, Arnie, you mentioned in the latest episode that you sometimes get letters from people who are romantically or physically interested in Chunt or Usador. It's true. We get a lot of letters along those lines. I actually have a bad habit of tweeting at Chunt too much, and one of my friends asked me if I was in love with him. If I was honest, I couldn't say no. Would you be?
Baby.
Would you be willing to talk to him for me? I know he was seeing a cockroach a while back, and I am not one to intrude in other people's relationships, but I feel I might kick myself if I don't at least put this out there. I also think that most people would say I am more attractive than a cockroach, but it's not a question I have put to too many people. Anyway, thanks, and if you ask me, I miss when you used to say hoobastank during Usador's introductions, Heather.
I am still dating a cockroach, so at this point
in
time...
How's it going?
It's going good. We're taking it slow, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I am in a happy relationship right now. So thank you. And maybe at some point, if I ever happen to slip into Earth and I'm not seeing anyone, that maybe we could, you know...
see where it goes.
See where it goes.
Did the letter mention whether the writer was a human or an elf or dwarf or...
I mean, I assume it's a
bear
human.
Or a raccoon.
No.
Oh, she's a human?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a human. Yes.
Well,
not into humans so much.
We could just be friends.
Okay, fair enough. All right, why don't I read one more email here. Arnie, Chunt keeps begging to borrow your phone, so I imagine that you have a device with which to take some pictures of the Vermilion Minotaur. Can you let us in on your surroundings? Otherwise, as an OU alum and Athens native, I'm going to be forced to imagine this shithole every time I listen to the podcast. Oh, and he's attached a picture of the Smiling Skull Saloon in Athens,
Smiling Skull.
Ohio.
Where is that a friend of Pizza Skull?
We talked about, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just a bar that I went to when I was in college in Athens, Ohio, at Ohio University.
Well, we talked about that before, I think.
Yeah, it's a little bit. Some people think it's intimidating. I guess it has a little bit of a biker bar vibe, but it's just like a cool. It's the kind of place where when you're in college, you're like, oh, no, it's scary. And then you get older and you're like, this is just a bar. This is just not a college bar. That's the only.
A biker bar.
A biker. Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. I don't want to...
No, I know what a biker is.
What is a biker?
It's one of those two-headed dogs.
Oh, a biker.
Yeah. A biker.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah. As for pictures, you know, it takes a really long time to upload pictures on my computer. And also, my camera on my phone isn't very good. So, but I'll try. I'll try to get some pictures to people. Chunt, did you have any emails lately?
I do. You caught me off guard here.
Chunt, may I ask you a question while you're looking up
an
email? Have you ever been a human? Have you ever slept with a human?
No, I have not. I have not been a human before.
Are you interested in humans, or do you find them attractive at all?
I mean, the sort of humans I've met, they're fine. I just, for some reason, I tend to like the exotic. I tend to like, you know.
Like Arnold here?
No, not like Arnold at all. Let's get to some Chunt emails here. You can email me, of course, at chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with six T's. This is from Connor. Connor writes, haha, remember when Arnold fucked a memory goblin? Connor from Liverpool, England. So that's just a quick, I do remember. Thank you.
Yes, I remember also.
This email here is from Anna. Anna Sessler. Anna writes, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, my human companion and I love your podcast, and we have begun researching how we may take a vacation to Foon.
Oh, wow.
We don't often eat at Burger King, but we have been trying to find similar portals at Soup Box and Kuma's. It would mean so much to me if you could wish my boyfriend Zach a happy birthday on the show this week. His birthday is October 29th.
Hey. No. We missed that one.
Also, even though Arnie threw Flower off a cliff when she was on the show, do you think it, let's see here. Do you think there's any chance she survived the fall, and would she consider coming back as a guest? She did, and she has.
Time to catch up on the podcast.
She's our favorite besides Chunt, of course. Thanks, guys. You guys are great. Rainbow bowls for everyone. Anna. P.S. If you decide to read this on the show, it's pronounced Anna and not Anna. Okay. I don't understand what she's trying to say.
She mentioned her human companion. So what is she?
She doesn't say.
She's probably human. I'm going to have to say that you should just assume that the vast majority of these messages are sent from humans.
I refuse.
What else we got here? This is an email. It says, hello from Bainbridge Island. This person emailed Chunt, but the start of the email says, hey, Arnold, which
it's Arnie. You know, most of the emails sent to me start with, hi, Usador, hi, Chunt.
Huh. Well, this one starts with, hey, Arnold.
Are we not clear enough about what email goes to what people?
Perhaps people need to know how to contact me again. Take your greatest leather chair. Set it in front of a large window where you can see the sun rise and the sunset. Watch from dawn until dusk. Breathe only one large breath in and one large breath out. After you pass out, after watching the sun go down, dream a dream of Usador, and you shall speak to me.
Usador, I gotta say, I know I give you a lot of shit, but the ways of contacting you is my favorite thing about you.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
My least favorite thing about you is your cooking voice. But anyway.
But this is from Lake Star, and Lake Star says, hey, Arnold, just wanted to say I've always enjoyed your podcast from episode one.
It's Arnie.
And I had a question for the wizard. So it's an email to Chunt that says,
one?
That starts with, hey, Arnold, that is a question for Usador. A question for the wizard whose name I won't say because it takes too long. Here it is.
Does he mean Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius?
She says, what is the most...
light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakus. The elves know me as Fjangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there may be... While Arnold's away.
Yeah.
I think we should find him a job.
I don't think he'll work. Now that he's... I mean... His whole energy was wasted on drinking, and now he's not even drinking. I don't know what he does all day.
I don't know either. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet.
So for the wizard, what is the most dangerous thing that Arnold has ever done? I'm asking you because I don't trust Arnold to say a truthful answer. Thanks again. Love your podcast. Always makes me feel better after I listen to it. Sincerely, Lake Star. And then she says, that's my real name.
Ooh, Lake Star.
What's the most dangerous thing I've ever done?
That Arnold has ever done.
Oh, that Arnold has ever done. Let's see. What's the most dangerous thing Arnold's ever done? We were just sort of talking about this. Yes, I know. One time, he went into the back room of the Vermilion Minotaur because his lamb shank was undercooked.
Fair enough. Letters night!
Letters night!
Letters night!
I have an email here. It says, hey, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador.
Read it like
everybody.
You're reading a ghost story. Oh, never mind.
Chunt's up. Spance has never sung my favorite verse of Seven Dragons and a Baby on your podcast. Could you ask her to include this verse the next time she plays the Vermilion Minotaur? And there's another verse here that I actually haven't
heard
before.
You watch your mouth if you talk about Spance.
Ooh, I'm still interested.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know...
Now, you weren't interested in humans, but you were interested in Spance.
I do like Spance.
Interesting. What happened? Why didn't that, like, for a while?
I don't know.
You guys were circling each other, and then she just lost interest.
I don't know. I always keep my heart open.
She's around, I think.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Okay, anyway, this is a verse of the song that I've never heard before. I'll try my best to sing it, as written by Hank in this email. Seven dragons and a baby going out to dine. Six dragons ordered rainbow bowls, the others ordered wine. The baby ordered mother's milk and then demanded waffles. The baby said, we're tired of those tonight, let's get falafel. Thanks, Hank. That's a verse. Have you guys ever heard that verse?
That must be a regional verse. I'm not familiar with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of the
there
song.
There are many I different versions of the song.
Interesting. Hank, also the name Hank, always the first name.
First guess.
Yeah. Here, let's see. Another.
You should have asked us to guess the name.
Okay. What do you think the name was?
Hank.
Yes, exactly. Here's another one. Hi, Arnie. Longtime fan of the show. First time emailer. I can't believe I got through. I'll cut right to the chase.
Letters night.
Letters night.
Letters night.
To put it bluntly, I am concerned that you might be dead. Jesus Christ. With all these strange
might
creatures
as well be.
And this fan. No, oh, thanks, John. With all these.
Love you.
Love you. With all these strange creatures and this fantastical world, why do you immediately assume that Foon is another dimension rather than the afterlife? Maybe you died in that Burger King parking lot and Foon is heaven. And if you are dead, what does that mean about this email? Are you really still communicating with Earth even though you are dead, like a ghost? Or am I, and everything you think you know now, a figment of your dead imagination? It's tough to know what's real, right? The other thing I think we both know for certain, if this theory is true, Don is probably God. Chew on that, Brian.
Wow. Oof. That was a really...
really brought down the room.
Yeah. Really deep email. I just want to go home and, like, think.
Yeah. I think I'm alive, right?
Here, there's one way to know for certain.
Smack him?
Ow, God.
Oh, you pinched him. Let me smack him.
No.
Love you.
Love you,
too. Did you feel that?
I did.
You're alive.
All right, let's just move on. Here's one. No, this is about Usador. Last night... Oh, boy, this is spicy. Last night, during sex with my girlfriend...
What?
My girlfriend screamed out Usador's name in its entirety. At first, I was furious, but then decided to just make the best of it. My latex bondage wizard outfit has been ordered. That seems to strain credulity a little bit. Usador, I greatly look forward to the day that Foon gets a new blue wizard. Fuck you, and long live Dave Smith! Matt Deterior.
Wow.
What? What's
cut
what is,
to the bone?
What is latex?
Oh, boy. Ugh. I think he's joking about it, but
I know what bondage is.
Here's the thing. I really truly do hope any listeners out there, please, at some point when you're having sex, really, people, someone start yelling out Usador's name.
The full name or just Usador?
The full name, if you can.
Or maybe start it, and by the time you get to the last part, you'll be ready to go.
See how much of it you can get through.
If we're including me and the listeners, it's already happened.
Oh, no. Wait, you yell out your own name during sex?
Yes. That way the person knows who I am.
Okay.
Can we also urge people, when they're about to climax during sex, to just say, oh, yeah, baby?
Yes. Let's do both, and here's the thing. If you listeners know anything, this podcast is about honesty. It's about truth. So please do not lie about this. If there's ever anything that you're ever honest about, for the love of God, make it this. Only send us an email if you've really done one of these things. I'm getting way
too
serious.
You're so serious. I've never seen you so serious. Can I go into another email here?
Yeah.
But I have a caveat. I'd like to,
is this one from Billy Yum Yum 2x2?
I wish. This is a legal email, and I would prefer Usador to read it since Usador doesn't have an email address. So, would you mind reading this?
Certainly.
And when you get to entailment, there's a second. But it's just it seems like it's very important, so I wanted to hear it from Usador's voice.
Legal advice concerning buttholes. Good day, Mr. Chunt. I am a litigator with Wisherman and Imps Goldstein Law Offices here in Foon, where we specialize in divine covenants, contracts, prayers, and verbal wish structures and semantics. I have to say that you have a pretty solid case to get out of your wishes' legalities, since you did not say, I wish to forever have two buttholes, no more, no less. The argument should always be made that if you had three or more buttholes, this means you must also have two. A simple case of semantic entitlement. So if I were you, I would keep trying to find a creature with three buttholes and give them a few love shoves. If all else fails, you could piss off a flower, and she would tear you a new one. Not as fun, but similarly effective. As for your roach friend, you should leave her. Roaches are not good people.
Oh.
roaches aren't people at all.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true. They're not good people. They're great roaches.
Yeah, legalese. He should already know that. I went to see a cheap imitation theater group, the Cockroach Ticklers, at the Iofoon Theater in the town of Shi-upon-Kago, and I was thoroughly disappointed. All the best, Taryn Rancamp. P.S. We have a few wishing stars submitted as court evidence in past trials here in storage. These could be useful to Usador in his quest. So let him know. I must have these wishing stars.
Wow.
I can't stress enough that that was a real email, not anything I...
That's true. It's very long.
Yes.
That's how you know it's real.
Yeah.
Here, I have another question here. Another email. Hi, Arnie. So I am highly doubting that this will end up working out, but I had a funny idea for an episode. Huh. I thought it would be hilarious if you guys had a dinosaur on the podcast and interviewed him. The possible backstory for why there are dinosaurs in Foon could be that they all went through the Burger King portal or similar portals around the world way back around the time of extinction. Also a fun name for the dinosaur. Also a fun name for the dinosaur that you could interview would be Tyrannosaurus Rob. I am sure you guys get tons of emails like this, but I figured I would try. Thanks, John Walker Davis.
I do get tons of emails
asking if we could do a dinosaur character named Tyrannosaurus Rob. Are you sure there isn't anyone in Foon called Tyrannosaurus Rob?
Not that I'm aware of.
You would know about what a dinosaur is.
Dinosaur is sort of like a dragon, but less interesting.
Less interesting.
Like it doesn't breathe
snake?
Fire. I guess like a snake. Look, you know what? Let's take a quick break, and I'll explain to you guys what dinosaur is.
Oh, Grumthor. He's the most boring dragon I know.
Sing us a song.
Seven dragons and a baby going out to dine. Six dragons ordered rainbow balls, the others ordered wine. The baby ordered mother's milk and then demanded waffles. The dragon said, we're tired of those tonight, let's get falafel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
And that's what a dinosaur is.
Oh, so it's like a boring dragon.
It's like a boring dragon, exactly. Great. Oh, and I keep forgetting the Tonikin, the pinglet, is still sort of flying around. I think she might be drunk.
I love the sound she makes when she flies.
Adorable.
All right, let's see. Let me jump into a couple more emails here. Here, this one is from Facebook, actually. You know, you can follow us on Facebook and send us messages there. Jack Tanner III says, I love you guys. Huge fan. I was wondering if y'all have some other podcasts I could listen to. I'm caught up on the Magic Tavern. Thanks, guys. Keep up the amazing work. No, we, you know, you guys wanted to do an Offices and Bosses podcast.
Oh, we, I mean, we've been playing that without you.
Oh, you've been playing the game without me?
Yeah, Dan Smith is now a level 10 temp.
John Bastion just got a stapler.
So, things are going well. But yeah, we haven't been recording it because you won't let us use your equipment.
Well, I don't want to, you know, last week the battery ran out and it took us a long time to fix it. Like, I just want to conserve our resources for this podcast.
No, I totally get it. If you want to hear an Offices and Bosses podcast, email Arnie at puppies.supplies.net and tell him, give us a fucking Offices and Bosses podcast.
Fair.
If we get 200 people to send him an email, we'll do it.
Yes, if you can send an email to Arnie at puppies.supplies.net.
Never mind.
Sure. I will say, though, the reason I had all this podcasting equipment with me in the car is that, you know, I used to have podcasts on Earth. They never really took off particularly, but I guess you could go back and listen to old Stupid Nerd podcasts, which I assume are still on the internet.
What is that?
It's a podcast where I interviewed nerds about nerdy things.
So this isn't the first time you've done a podcast?
This is not the first time I did a podcast. That's why I'm so good at it. That's why.
Oh, that's not the reading I was getting.
I have an email here. This is from Mike Lieber. It says, hey, Arnie and Sean, I listened to a few podcasts, and after listening to you guys, I switched over to Game Informer podcast. The interview that was on the podcast was with Arnie. I was a bit surprised when I heard Arnie was a writer and director for Jackbox Party Pack 2, which is a video game here on Earth. I guess this is what he does with the rest of his week in Foon. Chunts up with that. P.S. Usador's the fucking man.
Yes, I am.
That's weird. I mean, I did. You know, when I was on Earth, I worked at a video game company, and we were working on a Jackbox Party Pack. You know, I've been gone for a long time. I guess probably maybe you're thinking of my coworker Allard. That's a very similar name, so... I'm glad to hear that it sounds like the game has come out, so hopefully it's doing well.
Perhaps someone is posing as you back on Earth.
Wouldn't be surprising.
I mean, if someone was posing as me on Earth, I would explain why I haven't heard from my wife, Sarah.
Yeah, because she's sleeping with that person. No. So here we have an email from Aaron Smith.
So confused that her husband is now attentive and useful.
Oh, come on.
And he's probably screaming Usador when he...
Seriously, though, if you do... yell any part, as much of Usador's name as you can. Please. I'm not joking.
But we can't stress enough, do not yell Feline Zelig or Hoobastank. That will disrupt the mood. That will kill the moment.
Unless the other person does.
As it always does.
So we're very interested in her learning about that.
Here's an email from Aaron Smith. It says, on Earth we have booster seats. They are put on top of chairs so children can sit at a table comfortably. How does the Vermilion Minotaur accommodate such a wide spectrum of patrons from ogres to imps? You seem like the one to ask.
I don't understand why you'd allow a child at a table. They are not a full-grown adult. They have not earned that privilege yet. They should sit on the bench with the other children. Now, imps and elves and dwarves, they're all manner of sizes and stools and chairs here in the Vermilion Minotaur to accommodate all of our wonderful guests. And many sizes of tables, too.
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes, like, I have Gorgeous here. Let me take Gorgeous out.
Oh, no. The sentient.
My softly screaming potato.
What an idiot.
And I just put her on the table. I don't.
Yes, sometimes creatures do sit on the table.
Yeah.
Pimbly Nimblebottom.
Yeah. So it's, I mean, we can accommodate whatever.
Yeah, people get by.
What really kills me is it's got one little tooth. It's a screaming. You see, it's one little tooth.
Let me put Gorgeous away.
Bye, Gorgeous.
Here's another email. Hello, Arnie. You have had some cool lady guests, but every single episode of your podcast has completely failed the Bechdel test. I don't know who to ask if I'm pronouncing that right. I am familiar.
You failed the pronunciation test now.
I actually am familiar with what the Bechdel test is. Chunts up with that. You have all those unwed mothers hanging out in the Vermilion Minotaur. Could you invite them on the show to talk about women's issues in Foon? That is a very fair complaint. We've had women on. The Bechdel test is that women have to have a conversation with each other, not about a man. And we have failed that. We need to get more women on the podcast to talk to each other about. We don't really know enough about women's issues in Foon, period.
Mm-hmm.
I take full responsibility for that. I'll work harder to make to fix that.
Would it help if I shape-shifted into a woman?
That would be great.
Would it help if I transformed into a woman?
I would love to do an episode where you're both women.
Would it help if he turned you into a woman?
I mean, I'm a little bit curious about that, but I'm happy being who I am. Who I am.
Okay.
So, all right.
You're happy about that.
I am.
We thought you wanted an escape.
No. This email continues. Finally, a friend of mine is a public librarian in Chicago, and she says to tell you they want their copy of How to Blamelessly Abandon Your Wife and Newborn Child for Dummies back. It's really overdue, and there's a long wait list.
That's a real book?
No, I think they're just trying to stick it to me. Best, Megan the librarian. P.S., really enjoy the podcast. Thanks for your time and talent. Thank you, Megan. I felt you grilled me a little bit, probably deservedly so, but I'm glad you enjoy the podcast. Letters night.
Here's a letter from John Walker Davis. John writes, "Hi, Chance. I'm a big fan of y'all's podcast. My coworker Patrick has infected our whole office with the word of foon.
Oh, boy.
We all love listening to you guys, and some of us are starting to collect your shirts. So if you could give us a shout-out to Patrick Hannon, that would be awesome and blow his mind, probably.
Probably.
Sean, please."
Patrick Hannon!
Patrick Hannon!
I am going to retire to the bar for a moment. Do you need anything to drink?
I'll just have a water.
Can I have a mead with a little bit of Patrick Hannon in it?
Patrick Hannon!
I know what that means.
Here's another one real quick while he's gone. I was laid up for a bit after some surgery a couple weeks ago, and I listened to you guys nonstop throughout that week. Laughter really is the best medicine, and you all provided it. I love the show. Keep up the good work. And Chunt, hug Arnie. Dave Gardner, Spokane, Washington.
Oh,
that's really nice. I'm glad that we could make that painful time better for you, Dave Gardner.
Okay, well, I'm going to get up and I'm going to...
Chunt, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Please hug me. For real.
Yeah.
Like, I know that people are only listening to this, so you think you can get away with just pantomiming hugging me.
No, here we go.
No, come on.
All right.
I know.
Bear with me 1 second.
Get over here.
Okay. This is really happening. This is just like an email about
my headphones.
All right. It's a one-armed hug.
What are you doing?
Yeah, you bet your ass it was a one-armed hug.
That was nice.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave Gardner, for bringing us
together. Dave.
Water.
Oh, thank you.
Mead with raspberry here.
I have an email here from Keith. Keith Higby. Chunt, I love you with all my heart. I'm just curious, if he had a threesome with two different animals, what would happen? I would turn into some combination of what animals they were.
Oh, really?
Oh, wonderful.
So it's not like the last one that you have sexual contact with. So it would be this amalgam of everyone that you had some kind of...
Yeah, I mean, my cousin Stamopoulos, do you guys remember talking about
him?
I remember
Stamopoulos, yes.
But my cousin Stamopoulos had a threesome, and at some point, yeah, he was... he turned into... he had bird wings, a bird head, and then a raccoon's body.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Mm, interesting. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, what sort of creature was Mr. Higby? Is he a bee? Is a Higby a thing?
He didn't say what he was here.
He's probably an insect.
Here we have, this is from Luke Abramson. The title is My Sweet Chunt. Hey Chunt, people on Earth are starting to wonder if you've lost your touch. Can you not get laid, or are you just sleeping around with a bunch of different badgers? I bet Arnie isn't a good enough friend to notice the slight change in your badger appearance. P.S. Ask Usador if he can quickly curse my friend Kemble Birdbelly on the next recording. Maybe just to make everyone... Just to make every fart he does a little bit wet? Usador knows the spell, doesn't he? Spintex does. That got really...
I'm going to be 100% honest. I wasn't even paying attention to that
line. I wish I wasn't paying attention to that
one. What was his friend's name?
Kemble Birdbelly.
Kemble Birdbelly. Mm-hmm. That's not one of the Earth names that was on that list.
That's true.
Yeah, so this is obviously fake.
But I'll curse him anyway.
All
right, here's one. Hey, Arnie. Love the show. You guys are great. I have so many questions, but mostly, Arnie, I have news for you. I'm a utility worker on a contract in Chicago, and fun fact, guess who was working near the Burger King the day you disappeared? That's right, this guy. I assume he's referring to himself. Remember the truck with a flashing light? Totally me. I'm Steve. I just happened to catch your podcast, and I wanted to help you out, and maybe you can help me. Instead of being a podcast at the mercy of a weak Wi-Fi signal, of a Burger King, how would you like to be have a podcast supported by an amalgamation of cords and wires stuffed through an interdimensional rift, courtesy of some guy named Steve, because I could totally hook that up. Oh, that would be helpful. I've been playing with the rift. It's got a little give to it. Obviously, child fat works the best, but a little Crisco or water-based lubricant can wedge it open just enough for a power strip and the Ethernet cord to fit through. I love this show, and I'm more than happy to aid your quest. As a favor to me, well, and there are a lot of L's in this, I work long hours and have weird hobbies, so I don't meet a lot of women. I'm a bit embarrassed asking this, and I'm a huge fan of the writer Tolkien. Let's just say, does Elvish Maiden Glory Hole mean anything? This goes on for a while.
These emails are getting...
This goes on for a while.
Really sad towards you.
Stay away from the dimensional portal for a while. If boy, anything boy. Comes through, let's not.
I still haven't
let me see that.
Here's another one. Hi, Arnold. It's Arnie. On a recent trip to the U.S., I'm from London. I happened to briefly fall through that portal you're always banging on about. At the time, I assumed Burger King had undergone some strange renovation and didn't realize what had happened until after I left the portal, Googled spiced potatoes and found your podcast. I was so taken by my experience, I wrote a Yelp review for the Vermilion Minotaur. Oh, wow. And here's the Yelp review. It's so the Burger King that the dimensional portal was behind at the... It's in Chicago at the intersection of Irving Park and Clark. And the Yelp review says, what an interesting experience. From the outside, it appears much like any other reliable Burger King. But after going through the drive-thru, there's a flash, and the interior takes on a strange old pub design. Think wooden panels, tables, and pint glasses. Very cool. One thing that confused me about the signs, all red Vermilion Minotaur. I have to say, I was somewhat disappointed by the fact that the menu seemed to be severely limited, with an unnerving staff member, strangely named Blemish, only offering spiced potatoes.
The boy.
Yeah, it's Blemish. Anyway, and it goes on from there, and that's awesome. Anyway, the people can get word out about the podcast and the fact that there are multiple dimensions, even if it's on that Yelp page, is great. Letters night.
Letters night.
Letters night.
How are you doing, Usador?
I'm doing wonderfully.
I'm enjoying. We still have. I feel like we're never ever going to get through all the emails.
Yeah, I have too many here.
I really appreciate it. I don't know. Maybe
one more.
One more.
Here we go. Here we go now. This is from Carrie Throne. She says, hey, Chunt, you've talked about unicorns and dragons before, but do you have phoenixes, pegasi, hippogriffs? Oh, have you heard anything from Spintax? Are you sure he didn't just run away? Love you and Usador. Aw, thank you.
Thank you so much.
From Carrie Ann. Yeah, we have pegasi. We have phoenixes.
We have the University of Phoenix.
Yeah.
What's the University of Phoenix?
Arnold. The memory gremlin that you fucked went to the University of Phoenix.
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. There's so much information about this world that I'm taking terrible. In that I can't remember all of it.
We don't have hippogriffs. What's a hippogriff?
Ah, boy. That's a magical creature that people write like about in my world. I don't really remember. I don't really remember exactly.
Are you okay? I feel like ever since you stopped drinking, you can't really remember anything.
Definitely slowing down.
You need that juice?
That sweet
intelligence juice?
One more!
Okay.
One more email. How about you read this last one, Eustor, since you haven't written it?
Wait, before you read it, Mundle the Grendel, play our flourish.
Waffles. Dear Chunt. A, you're the coolest shapeshifter I know. Are there more of you?
Yes.
B, what are waffles like in Foon? On Earth, they are the best breakfast food available. Small squares, pockets in the waffle for basically liquid sugar.
My least favorite.
I love this.
It's flavored like butter and maple that comes from a tree. Does Foon have a house dedicated to waffles? Because Earth sure does. Keep the amazing content coming. Yours truly, Karen. What does she mean by content? Keep the amazing content coming.
I guess just the content of the podcast. Like, it's all completely real, but, you know, just the what the people are listening to.
I also get a lot of emails asking if we write this. Why would they ask that?
No, we don't write this. We just turn on the microphones and talk. It's all real, and even if it wasn't real, why would we write it? It would if we did write it, it would be a lot
much
better.
Funnier. Yeah.
Guys, I feel like we've been on a journey together through these emails. I'm sorry to everyone. So many people, you're getting so many emails, and I love everyone, but we can't get to all of them. Please keep sending them.
Letters night.
Letters night.
Letters night!
Arnie, will you...
Should we do the section now where we read emails?
Chat one more.
Yeah, this is the time in the show where we would read emails.
No more emails.
Oh, now we finish the regular show, read some emails.
No. Oh, this seemed like such a good idea.
I'm so tired.
One more.
Me again? Okay. So, it wasn't real.
Oh.
That should go without saying. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai. Usidore the Wizard was played by Matt Young. The new verse of Seven Dragons and a Baby, suggested by listener Hank, was sung, as always, by Glenn Miller and Spance, who are really just Nick Gage and Meredith Stepien. And it says here the original version of the song was sent in a while back by a listener named Matt Metter. And we have the audio, I think.
Seven dragons and a baby living in their nest.
All right, that's enough for that. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Go to hellofromthemagictavern.com or Twitter or Facebook, and there's t-shirts too. This link is on the... You'll find it. This whole episode, all the letter reading, the whole thing, was sponsored by the game Utter Nonsense. Find it at a Target store near you. And it was also sponsored by Basecamp via the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at chicagopodcastcoop.com. And if you know anything about space travel, let me know personally, because I would like to leave. Thank you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.